Life on the bog. The word bog comes from the Irish for soft, bogach, like saying tog gaboge, take it softly, take it easy. The raised bogs that scatter the Irish Midlands are certainly soft. They're made up of plant material that's accumulated over thousands of years. Believe it or not, our raised bogs grew out of shallow lakes that spread across the Midlands after the end of the last ice age, about 11,000 years ago. The peat has grown and grown until it rises up as a huge, sodden, peaty dome. The saturated peat that makes up the mass of the dome can be as much as 15 metres thick, consisting almost entirely of plants that haven't really decayed properly. In a healthy bog, the surface layer is still actively growing. But this is a slow process. It takes about 100 years for a bog to grow just a centimetre of peat. I love to think of this when I'm standing out on a raised bog, that essentially I'm suspended on top of 15 metres of wet, partially decayed plant matter, and that solid ground is very far beneath my feet. It's no wonder that such a strange environment is going to contain some very strange plants. Because nothing here really decomposes properly, nutrients are hard to come by. So some bogland plants have come up with clever ways to get nourishment. Sundews, butterworts and bladderworts are all carnivorous plants that live on Irish bogs. Among the sphagnum mosses, one can spot the tiny, shiny tentacles of sundew. Once your eye tunes into it, you'll notice, right down close to the peat, little pale green leaves that are bursting with glistening red-tipped tentacles. To an innocent passing insect, these tentacles may look like they're offering a tasty feed of nectar, but the poor insect that falls for this trap will find themselves stuck. And within minutes, the plant responds by folding the rest of its sticky tentacles down over its insect prey. It then takes the plant a few days to actually eat the insect, secreting digestive juices to consume its nutritious catch, so that a few days later, all that's left of the insect are the wings and the legs, remnants of this carnivorous plant's unusual approach to mealtimes. Butterwort is another plant that has developed carnivorous habits to cope with life on the bog. Butterwort has a basal rosette of bright green, buttery textured leaves, which secrete a gluey slime to trap any insects unfortunate enough to wander there. If you ever thought of a bog as a barren and boring place, perhaps you just haven't been looking closely enough. Venturing out onto one of the few remaining intact raised bogs in summer is a rewarding experience to those who look closely. There seem to be hidden treasures everywhere. There's a tiny lichen that grows on peat called Cladonia. It appears otherworldly if you get up close, like something that a cartoonist might draw as a plant that would grow on Mars. Its pale green stalk holds up what looks like a tiny cup. When the lichen produces its spores in summertime, these cups become bright red, giving it the name Elf Cup. Between the hummocks of sphagnum and drifts of bog cotton are pools where dragonflies dart about in summer. Dragonflies have two pairs of wings that can move independently of each other, making them superbly adept at aerial hunting. They catch their prey by using their long, dangly legs like a net. Once they catch a fly, they're so noisy that you can actually hear their jaws chomping, if you listen carefully. Metallic green emerald damselflies and the beautiful blue-tailed damselflies also abound on the bog in July. Blue-tailed damselflies can take up to 6 hours to mate, with their bodies looped around to form a wheel. Damselflies and dragonflies are eaten in turn by frogs, who love the watery wetness of a bog. Dragonflies and damselflies are fascinating to watch and go even further back in time than the 10,000 years since our bogs began to form. They are among the most ancient of all living insects, having been in existence for 300 million years. Being out on a proper raised bog is certainly one of the best places to lose oneself in time and tog gabogae.